now.
Amen. Okay, this is a Gemara in Megillah of Chavtes. Chavtes Samad Aleph. And the Rebbe spoke about this Gemara by Ariches Gedela by the Fabrengen of Lagbay Metov Shalamat Ches on Sfert Sikyar Tzirik.
Wow.
Exactly.
Now we can get it.
Yeah, right. And the Rebbe spoke about this Gemara a few times. First, let's see what it says inside the Gemara. So the Gemara is over here, middle of the page. State Tanya Omer Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, that is. Tanya. Towards the top. Towards the top, the first word on the line is Laman. Laman, yeah. First word on the line is Laman. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Boyurei, come and see, kamo chavivin Yisrael of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how beloved Yidin are in front of Hashem. Shebechol mokim shegolu, wherever Yidin go into Golos, Shechina imohen, the Shechina goes in Golos along with them. Golu leMitzrayim, they went in Golos into Mitzrayim, Shechina imohen, the Shechina goes along into Mitzrayim along with them. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Hanigloi nigleisi lebeis avicha, I have revealed myself to your forefathers, when they were in Mitzrayim. This is a pasuk in Shmuel. So you see that the Eibishter revealed himself to Yidden in Mitzrayim. Weiter, the Gemara says, Golu leBavel, the Yidden went into Golus Bavel, Shechinimon, the Shechin is there with them. Shenemar, lemanchem shulachti Bavelo. For your sake, the Eibishter says, I have been sent to Bavel. In other words, the Eibishter alein, gegangen in Bavel, zusammen mit den Yidden.
And the Pasuk says, Shilachti.
Shulachti.
The Pasuk says, Shilachti.
Shilachti, lemanchem Shilachti. Okay, Shilachti. But it's referring to the Eibishter himself, that Ed is geschickt geworden.
The Shilachti, as they say,
was gestanden Shulach. Okay, no, das kann sein. Maybe I just meant that, okay?
Huh?
Ich bin geschickt geworden in Bavel, that's the point. That Eibishter goes in Bavel with the Yidden. No, ich muss sagen, die Breise weit. Das ist all auf Shimon ben Yochi. Va'af, geschehen as in Ligoel. And then, also, when Yidden are going to be redeemed, Shechina imon, weiter, the Shechina is going to be redeemed along with the Yidden. Shenemar, v'shov, Hashem, alekecha, shvuscha. So, the v'heishiv lo nemar. It doesn't say that the Eibishter will return the Yidden, but it says, ele v'shov, he will return. Er kertzachum. Lamed, shakadosh baruch hu, shov imoen, Mibena Golias. The Eibishter returns along with the Yidden from the Golas. Atkan is the Braise of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Okay.
One second, maybe it means Kumta Lein Tzirik.
What means the Kumta Lein Tzirik? Huh?
Why it says Vishot?
No.
Maybe he had a Lein Kumta.
No, so steht dort in the Pasuk. No, but there in the Psukim it says that the Eibishter. Yeah, yeah, steht klar that the Yidden are going to come. Not only the Yidden, but he also returns along with them. Okay, so the Rebbe had a lot of questions on this Gemara, but before we get to what the Rebbe spoke about, let's first see what the Mefarshim say. First of all, the Marsha asks a Pashta Shail on this Gemara. When the Gemara is looking for a Pasuk to say that the Eibishter is with Yidden in Golas Mitzrayim, why does the Gemara have to bring a Pasuk from Shmuel? So a Pasuk in Shmuel, Hanigloi leNigleisi leBeis Avicha. Why doesn't the Gemara bring a Pasuk from... Yeah, Vada. Why doesn't the Gemara bring so many psukim that you have in Parshas Va'era, Boy, where it talks about the fact that the Eibishter spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the fact that the Eibishter made the Makkis, and that the Eibishter was a Yidden in Mitzrayim? What's unique about this pasuk over here that it brings Dafka from Shmuel? That's the Mashal Shaila. So, what's the Lashon over here? Kama diburim ufurashim b'teire. There's a lot of places where it clearly says in the Torah, Shahoya Sham, Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, L'Moshe, L'Aaron. So why we're bringing a pasuk from Shmuel, Dafke? Shah answers, Elo Vadai, M'loi Chaloris Kvedai. The whole world is filled with the glory of Hashem. The Komokim Gilu Yashchene, Hibim Kaimis Miyachadis. A revelation of Shchene, that's in specific places. Mishkan, Migdosh, so on. The Chiddush of this Gemara here is, Ka'amar the Hachin Name Hoyelam Gilu Shchina Begolus Mitzrayim. There was a revelation of Shchina, and that's why he brings this pasuk. Because Da Shteta Lashin Gilu Hanigloi Niglesi. That Eibishter revealed himself to Yidden in Golus and reveals himself to Yidden in every Golus, just like in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. The fact that Eibishter is with Yidden in Golus, but Eibishter is Melech Laretz Kavayda was the Chiddush. The gilui from the Shechina was a faran in the Mikdash, that level of gilui there is in Golus as well. As a Gemara, by the way, when you get to Bavel, the Gemara, this is the famous Gemara, we're not going to learn it now. The Gemara goes on to say, Wo gefindt sich die Shechina? Behutzel, and so on, Shevi Yosef, yeah, the no. Okay, so weiter. What's the Gemara? Is it Beis Rabbeinu Shebabovel? This is the Gemara, but Beis Rabbeinu Shebabovel. That's the continuation of the Gemara here. That's the Marsha. Yeah, you see? It's the Hemshech. Yeah. Okay, now, the other point over here about this Gemara is, over here, I made a copy on the other side, take a look. It's a piece from a tshuva from the Rajba. Take a look on the other side. Where are you looking? The second part. What exactly is the point of the fact that the Eibishter gefindt sich zusammen mit Yidden in Golos? And therefore what? But Poyel Mamish, what does that mean for us?
As it helps us.
Yeah, exactly. So the Rebbe brings over here, it's not the Rebbe, sorry, this is true from the Rashba. V'chein Yefayrish, this also will explain Masha Amru, what the Gemara says in the Gemara Megillah, Kol Mokim Shegolu by Yisrael, Golos Hashchinim Moem. Wherever they eat and go into Golos, Hashchinim goes along with them. So what's the Taich? Kiloimar, Hashgichoy Aleinu, the Eibishter is watching over us, Lachmoil, he has mercy on us, Afila Be'eis Onshe Oisano. Even at the time where he's punishing us, and we're in Golos, but he's still... He's a loving father, and he's there with us, and he has rachmanis on us. That's one pshat. Or if you want, you could say another pshat in this. Vuhu emes. Interesting. Rashi says this is the emes of pshat. Shegam im galuseinu v'tiltuleinu. Even while we're exiled and we're going from one place to another, v'hefsid hamalchus v'achochme meitonu. And we lost the kingdom, and we lost the wisdom that we had in Eretz Yisrael. But who yaser nikker v'nevad b'teichenu, the Eibishter is more recognizable, and he's being served more amongst Yidden mi'asher b'chol katacheres. Our special relationship that we have with Hashem continues even while we're in Golos, and the Eibishter took away from us malchus and chochme, and we're metultal from one place to another. But nevertheless, our connection to Hashem is still recognized by everybody that we serve Hashem more than anybody else. Ki'ilu. Yidias Hashem va'avidosoi, the knowledge, knowing Hashem and serving Hashem, b'shvalim, by the Yidden, which over here are shvalim, then galus, that we are low, netekes imanu, that it moves around with us, k'chol mashenetak elov ba'arotzis. Anytime we move around from one country to another, I think this is the taich of it. It's not so clear this line to me how to taich this. But the Yidden are being netak. The Yidden are moving from one place to another. But the Aveda, the Yidias Hashem, the Aveda is netek esimonu in every place that we go.
It comes along with us.
Yeah. This is similar to what it says in the Gemara in Yuma. Hashaychin itam b'teich tumasam. The Eibishter dwells amongst Yidden, even in a place of impurity. Shafilikish Yisrael t'meim shchinei imam. Even when the Yidden are chas v'shalom t'meim, the Eibishter is still amongst the Yidden. So the first pshat is that the Eibishter shows us rachmanis. The Eibishter punishes us, but with a measure. As aviatata, even when he has to punish, but he's still a loving father, so he still has rachmanis on us. Second pshat is, it's more as far as the Yidden, the relationship that we have to the Eibishter. We still recognize Hashem, we still know Hashem, we still serve Hashem. Even while we're in Golos, we still have a special relationship that we have more than any other nation in the world.
The Shechina Imayim means us to Him, the way we relate to Him.
Because the Shechina is with us in Golos, so therefore we still continue to relate to the Eibishter more than the rest of the nations of the world. But it starts...
What do you see it?
This
relationship.
Mamish. Yeah, guck. Zan Yidden sitzen und lernen Teire. This is sitzt na tiefe finstere Golos. And Yidden are still serving the Eibishter. How take? We take it as a Yid have that this Eir is to do so because the Shechina is amongst us. Because if the Eibishter would leave us, then we wouldn't connect them. But because the Eibishter klappt sich zu mit uns.
It's therapy, you know.
Was war therapy?
Yid kommt zur Schule, it's pure therapy.
Was war therapy? The neshama, the neshama.
It's
war therapy. The neshama, zieht sich. The neshama loves Hashem, and therefore the neshama feels the Shechina, which is with us, and therefore the neshama comes to.
It's very interesting that he's saying it. But you know, at the time of the Rashba, 300,000 Jews converted.
Kortecher.
I got some mice about them. It was the Vikuach. In Spain. After the Vikuach. It was a lot of philosophy. Huge right? Amount of Eden.
It's not the Inquisition. It's
before the Inquisition.
Alle. Okay, no.
That was the Gezerah, not to learn philosophy.
Not to learn. We're still here today. We're sitting nach der Heint, nach der Jeden.
He's saying the fact that we're learning Torah, that's a relationship. Interesting.
One of the ways that it expresses itself. One of the ways, yeah. Okay, das ist der Marsha und das ist der Rashba. Now, the Rebbe spoke about this Gemara and the Fabrengen, Tav Shalom et Ches, so the Rebbe asked a few very simple questions. Take a look in the Gemara. The Gemara starts off the statement, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, in the Brais here. Bo yirei kama chaviv Yisrael afnei ha-mokim shebechol mokim shegolu shechin imam. Wherever you can go and go, the shechin is with them. Shetach bechol mokim. Every place. Why does he afterwards have to spell out separately Mitzrayim and separately Bavel? As the state b'chol makim is b'chol makim. So if I state doch m'mele that it goes on Mitzrayim and Bavel.
There's a certain oifte that it was in Mitzrayim and a certain
oifte. Also I must say, what's it? What's the chilek between Mitzrayim and Bavel? I must say that it's not the same. It's not just two examples of a galus. If you're telling me b'chol makim is b'chol makim. So what's the difference between Mitzrayim and Babel?
I think Mitzrayim is the first time that Eden ever was in Golos.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Babel was the second time after they already
Golos really doesn't matter.
Boss. Abbas Bavlarim Tachshain. It already says clearly, B'chol Mokim. So if the Gemara would not, if Rabbi Shemecha would not spell out Mitzrayim, Babel, would you know that it includes everything? You'd know. B'chol Mokim. So why does he spell out separately Mitzrayim and Babel? That was one question that I've asked. Nochal Shaila the Rebbe says is, afterwards the Gemara says, Af, Keshein Asidin Ligoel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechina Imoen. What's the Chiddush in that? The only reason the Eibishter is in Golos is because Yidden are in Golos. He has nothing to do in Golos. As soon as the Yidden are going out of Golos, so what the Eibishter is going out of Golos? What's the great Gewaldike Chiddush with this? That when the Eibishter, not only that, in another place the Rebbe was Medayik, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Ve'af, Ve'af, Keshein Asidin Ligoel, if the Gemara would have said
like
a Lashon...
It's like you were thinking, Ava that maybe not.
Right, it's the Pesach HaChiddush. If the Gemara would have used a Lashon Lachain, therefore, when they're redeemed, they should... So it's just telling you, it's spelling it out for you, that when we will be redeemed.
They're going out of Golos to the Golos, the tips to Golos.
What do you mean?
Why would you think the Eibishter doesn't come back?
But we're talking about when the Eibishter redeems us. When it comes the moment for the Eibishter to redeem us, he doesn't stay in Golos. We would have thought that we get redeemed and he ablaipt. Kamash malah, no. As I kum teichet mit. Why would he think he stays? He's only here because Yidden are here, saying he goes along with Yidden.
From the Pasuk, Veshavel, Veheshim,
doesn't show
that it's showing that he was with us business off.
Correct.
No?
Correct, yeah.
Now,
what's
so that's a
chiddush
that
they were
business.
No, there was a
Bibsa
Svara
to
say. Yeah, but why does the Pasuk have to say that?
If you think it's a chiddush that he's Bechlal Amrim Golos, it's a bigger chiddush he's going to stay when we're out.
Yeah.
You made his the kasha bigger.
No, so, yeah. So, the Rebbe says, you're going to say, the Eibishter leaves a second before. What you would think, maybe the Eibishter leaves a second before. Why would you think the Eibishter leaves a second before or a second later? A second before, Yidden are still in Golos. And it says, B'chol, Mokim, the Eibishter is there. A second later, why should he leave a second later? Yidden are out. Then the Rebbe brings that if you take a look in Yerushalmi and Tainus, in the end of Halacha Aleph of the Yerushalmi, I didn't make a copy of it over there, but if you look in the Yerushalmi, you'll see that the same maimer from Rav Shimon ben Yechai over there also, Elamai over there is Moisef. He elaborates more. He goes through. He starts with Golos Mitzrayim, then Golos Bavel. After Golos Bavel, the Yidden moved then from Bavel to Madai, Paras and Madai, and then there was Golos Yavon, and then Golos Edom or Golos Raimi, same thing. So he goes through all the Golos and he actually brings a pasuk for each. for each one separately to prove that the Eibush is with the Yidden and all the Mitzrayim, Bavel, Mada, Yavon, and Raimi. So over there,
Mada
it's...
Mada is in Purim.
Yeah, exactly. They were in Bavel for a certain number of years, and then they moved over to Mada and Paras and Mada. Yeah, and then there was Golas Yavon and Golas Raimi, which we're still in today. So the Shaila is over there much stronger that the Rechem Tais every single Golas separately. Not only that, the interesting thing is, usually between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, who's more Meirich? Usually the Bavli is more Mefaret, more Meirich. Over here it's Fakert. The Bavli writes Bekitzer. Tzrayim and Bavel. In Yerushalmi, it goes through the whole list with Alapsukim and everything. Yeah. The Rechagav, the Yerushalmi, that you look up to Yerushalmi, you'll see, the Yerushalmi over there concludes, remember the exact Lashon, but the Yerushalmi there concludes and says that when get Mashiach kommen. So the Yerushalmi says, nu, when the Eibishter wird wellen, wird er kommen. So then the Yerushalmi says, nu, when wird the Eibishter wellen? When du wirst wellen, when jeden wellen, that's when he's going to come. Nu, so the Gemara says, so mima akiv, we want, the Eibishter wants, mima akiv, so why doesn't he come? So the Yerushalmi answers, Amar loin tshuva. Tshuva. Amar loin tshuva. The Yerushalmi is, Amos, when is he coming? Amar loin. Amos, atom boy, whenever you want. Who boy? Whenever you want. Who boy? The Eibishter wants. Whenever you want, he wants. Amar loin, mi ma'akiv. Amar loin tshuva. Tshuva asai. Tshuva tan. Aber der hat schon gesagt, ich bin tshuva getan. Ich bin tshuva getan. Yeah. So, listen, tshuva mi yad in a golem. No, ze paskin der Rambam
moichet. Yeah, I know.
According to the Rebbe, it's not a Yid, it's not a Yid.
That's right. The Rebbe is
such a Yid, you know. And a dying loibo. Yeah, so the Nekuda that the Rebbe explained in the Fabrengen was that the Chiddush over here with this Gemara is, it's not only in general that the Eibusha goes into Yid and to Golas. When you say, the way the Rebbe touched is, what's the point of the Eibusha coming with Yid and Golas? Wie kann ein Jiden durchmachen als ein schwerer Golus? Not only Begashmiz, but Ruchnius. Jiden are surrounded amongst Goyim and are being persecuted, and it's so hard for Jiden to stand up with their Yiddishkeit, to stay strong and have him Siris Nefesh. Wie kann ein Jiden durchmachen als ein schwerer Golus? The answer is because the Eibusha gives Jiden Kayach to be able to continue serving him and continue being a from a Yid. It's only because Shechina Imam. If the Eibusha wasn't with us in Golus, it's impossible for a Yid to battle all the Nisyonis that there are in Golus. No, so you think
that
if
means what, that means like this, a regular Ashgacha pot is with Nishangetok.
Okay. Shchinei Imam, well, especially like the Marshal says, that it's Mamish, it's like there's special Gilui Shchinei in Golos. And that's the only reason we can overcome all the Nisianis of Golos. Yeah. So now the Rebbe says, no. So you would think that this special Nesinas Kayach that the Eibusha gives us in Golos, if the Gemara would just say the statement, if Rav Shimon ben Yochai would just say the statement, that B'chol Mokum Shegolos Shechina Imam, it would mean it's a general Kayach that the Eibusha gives to all Yidden in all situations and all Golos in the same. Zogt Rav Shimon ben Yochai, nein. Every Golos has a specific Nesayan of that Golos. Every Doir has a specific Nesayan. Can't, even within every Golos Gufa, every Doir has a different kind of Nesayan. We kept meaning that Eibishter gives Taka general Nesinus Kayach, but the specific Aveda and the specific Nesayan of that Kufa, of that time, that's something that a person darf allein sich zustellen. Sagt man nein, es ist da Mitzrayim, that has its Nesayan. Es ist da Bavol, that has its Nesayan. Es ist da Modain, es ist da Yavon, es ist da Raimi. Each Golos has is its specific character of what is the design of that Golos. And the Shechina Imam is that the Eibusha gives an Nesinus Kayach by Yen Nesayan. That you should be able to overcome that particular Nesayan. That's the Derech HaElam. But Mizak always hear people saying that the Nesayan is Osmir Habim Haite Keim Lush Gemen Azalach and Nesayan is from all Deiris Kulam. The Nesayan is
we have
today. Good. And if you speak to people that does, they'll tell you that that Yen the Deir Gemen, every Deir feels...
Scans on?
But
people went to...
I never thought about something like that.
Like
as unserer
That's why
the Alter Rebbe want everybody should be poor, because the Nisoyin HaOishin is a sach gresser, a sach starker from the Nisoyin from the Oini. The Rebbe nicht gewollt Napoleon as gewinnen. So live them?
Narishkeit. That the Golson that there are connected to Dalad Aesius of Shem Avaya. Just like there are Dalad Aesius of Shem Avaya, there's La'umaza to the Dalad Aesius. And all the Shadish of all Golson start with Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is connected to Kutzei Shel Yud. Mitzrayim was really a Golos that enveloped Yidden entirely. They were Meshubit completely in Mitzrayim, Meroshim, Vadraglam, in every aspect.
They didn't even do Terra Mitzvah. They had nothing
completely,
going on.
Completely immersed in Golos Mitzrayim. All the other Golos that Rebbe says are only focused on one particular main aspect. For example, Rebbe says some Golos, Nikin Nisayin is in the Kop. That's a Nisayin from the Rosh. Dei is Kaisvais, Kfire, Minus, Apikursus, and such kind of things. Then there's other Golos that's Bikir Benigayet to the Regesh Belev. That the Midas of the person, the Ave Zara, and as a Vaiter, whether it's Aved Zara, Gilearoyes, Benigayet to the Lev Adam. Then there's, the main Golosin, which was actually our Golos, Golos Roimi, Golos Adam, and Maisa Bepoil. It's we're not such sophisticated people. And even Regesh Belev is not the main. In Maisa Bepoil is that's where the main Nisayin is today. Maisa Weiker. That's the Iker Golos sign. So in each particular Golos, the Shechini Imam with the Yidden is according to the Zman of that particular Golos. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Then the Rebbe teaches. That's why this explains the Arichas, why the Gemara is bringing. Also, the Yerushalmi why the Yerushalmi is more Mayach over the Yerushalmi, so that the Rebbe explained in a different Fabregan here in Tov Shinun. Shabbos before like Baim and Tov Shinun, so over here the Rebbe says that Vibalt as Yerushalmi is Lichtiger Vida Bavli. In Bavli it says, B'machashakim Hashivani is Talmud Bavel. And Yerushalmi is there's a greater nesinus koyach to Yidden in the Yerushalmi over the Bavli. Lachain, Yecholim, Vitzrichim, Laharech, or Lafaret Yoser, Benegel, Maim, the Matzav Agolos, Kedelizara, Shias Yisrael Tshuva. The Yerushalmi is much more Meirich in the nesinus koyach. There's a much bigger nesinus koyach to Yidden in the way the Yerushalmi describes it, even more than the Bavli.
It should be the opposite.
Fabos?
If the Bavli is
b'machshachim,
well,
that's
what we need
more
than
a
sinus.
No, stay good, anachanami. No, but the Yerushalmi, you have more of a source of kayach. Not you need maybe more the kayach in the place of Bavli where there's more chayshach. But the place where the kayach is coming from in Yerushalmi, which is earlier on and has more Nesinus Kayach, there's more of a Nesinus Kayach in Yerushalmi, and therefore Yerushalmi is more Meirich in this Inyan that the Eibishter gives Yidden Kayach in Golos. They touch the Rebbe da. And the other.
Yeah, I understand.
The Rebbe then actually says over here in the Hemshech an opposite point, a very interesting word the Rebbe says. Okay, we're not going to be able to conclude the whole Inyan, but I'll just conclude with this point. That this word in the Bavli is in Masechta Megillah. The word in Yerushalmi is brought in the first Perek of Tainus. Because Vibalta Yerushalmi hot aggressor koyach, kenes gevma yida koyach, and I feel an aggressor choshech, which is Tainus. Tainus represents a matzav of choshech when you have to fast because there's no rain or whatever. The Nesinus koyach of the Bavli is not as powerful as Yerushalmi, and therefore it's brought in the Sechta Megillah, which in Golas Gufa, it also talks about the Megillah, the Nisim that happened. It's not talking about the depth of the Golas. Dafka Yerushalmi has a deeper and more powerful Nesinus Koyach for the Yidden, even in his man of Atainis, Mamish in his man of Galus Kufa. Okay, let's stop at this point. Yeah, Bafkishen Asidin Legol. So the Rebbe teaches over here that the fact that the Eibusha comes out with Yidden and Galus, just a second, let me see over here. Yeah, Vachayr it's Adava Pashut.
Then you don't need
an and out. Second, no. So yeah, the Rebbe teaches, it's not only that the Eibusha goes out of Golos. Like this, you would think that one moment Golos is over, no, but Derech Mamela, the Eibusha leaves. He has no reason to remain. That's not the pshat. What the Gemara is saying is, how do Yidden leave Golos? Yidden leave Golos with a tremendous simcha. Finally, Mashiach's here, like a child that's going back to his father's home, but that meridig simcha. When it says va'af keshe, when the Eibusha goes out of Golos, the Eibusha also goes out with a tremendous enthusiasm, with a tremendous koyach of dilug, and like it says by when Yidden left Mitzrayim, there was the chepazon of the Yisrael, and there was the chepazon of the Shechina. So when it says va'af, what's the lashon of the Gemara? It's not Stam saying that Eibusha is going to go out of Golos. The oifen how he's going to go out of Golos will be the same oifen how Yimoyim with the same attitude. Just like Yidden are going to leave with a tremendous simcha, the Eibusha is also not going to just like walk away, okay, my job is over. The Eibusha is going to go out with a tremendous simcha. That's the chiddush over here.
Okay. Why is he waiting?
If he's going to get some
chimche, why is he waiting?
Sag mir doch,
nur
Tshuva.
What is the difference in the Tshuva deine? What's 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 the difference in the Tshuva deine?